Some new nations are attracting outsourced high-tech jobs, American Indian nations. They are looking for ways to overcome extreme poverty and unemployment, and while they aren't interested in low wages, these tribes say they have other advantages over places much further away. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
For thousands of years, the Cedar Band of Paiutes were hunter-gatherers, living among the cedar-juniper trees that flourish in the mountains of southwest Utah. But today, on a 2,000-acre reservation in and around Cedar City, Utah, tribal members like Jennifer Hussey spend their workdays inside.
I live on my emails, and probably 90% of my work is through email.
Jennifer Hussey used to work for the tribal school district. Now she processes orders for Sedutzing Technologies, a tribally owned information technology or IT company. Sedutzing designs, installs, and manages communications and computer systems for the federal government.
I mean, I've never done anything like this until I came here. It really opened my eyes of how much the world has gone into IT.
Sedutzing, which is Paiute for cedar, is only a year and a half old, but it already has contracts with the Interior, Commerce, and Defense Departments. Sedutzing had about $13 million in revenues last year. Its founder and CEO is Travis Parachance, who grew up in the tribe without a father, on welfare, and troubled by alcohol. In high school, he says that he turned a corner thanks to a teacher, the football team, and a growing sense of pride in his people. Now he wants to pass it along.
Part of my vision is that I don't want some of the kids to go through what I went through when I was young. And in order to do that, there's got to be something for them here, an opportunity for them here.
Right now, Sedutzing has about 20 employees. Roughly a third of the tribe is unemployed, so every job is meaningful. And a casino is not an option.
In Utah, gambling is against the law, so it'd be hard for us to get a compact. So we don't have any gambling. But with the Paiutes, we have very little resources. We don't have any natural resources like timber, coal, oil, gas, water, hunting and fishing.
So the Paiutes, along with the Lakota, the Northern Ute, the Navajo, the Chippewa, and other tribes in remote locations, are looking to high-tech outsourcing for economic stability.
What's printing out right now?
History of the Cedar Band of Paiutes.
Every marketing packet coming off the printer explains the tribe's history, language, and demographics. The Paiute want potential customers to understand their traditional values. But to be successful, they have to understand their customers. Jackie Gant heads the Native American Business Alliance. She says only in recent years have Indians begun learning the differences between tribal culture and corporate culture.
You would never cut off a chief or an elder who was speaking. You could sit in a room and they would speak for hours. You would not interrupt them. Where if you're in a corporate meeting, sometimes you have shouting matches at one another in order to get your point across.
Sedutzing found success with partners like Intel and Northrop Grumman, which provide mentoring and expertise through a Small Business Administration program. The program sets aside a small percentage of all government contracts for fledgling disadvantaged businesses. What Native American businesses like Sedutzing say they can offer is better quality control, lower overhead, and more motivation. That's helped win government contracts. Now, tribes say they'll go after corporations that send their jobs overseas.
Let's face it, North Dakota's an awful lot closer than China or the Philippines or India or any place else.
Steve Larson is Ford Motor Company's manager of supplier diversity development. Larson says American Indian tribes don't have to offer the lowest wages to get corporate outsourcing jobs. Sedutzing, for instance, won't take jobs that pay less than $10 an hour. But Larson says other cost savings, some provided by the government, can make the difference.
It's more than just how many dollars an hour the employees are paid. There's the overhead, and health care is a big issue there, and that doesn't apply because that's already covered. Transportation costs, warehousing costs, some taxes.
Remote Indian reservations may never rival the large telephone and tech support centers found in China or India. Of course, reservations don't have those huge populations to put to work. But even if tribes find enough niches to fill with well-paying jobs, it could make for a sustainable economy in some of America's neediest places. Ted Robbins, NPR News.